This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NBA offseason is only a few weeks away, and multiple NBA insiders have already reported that the Knicks are going to make a major trade happen this offseason. They have been linked to a number of players. To help us understand potentially who the Knicks could go after, it always helps to take a look at the past. And today, that's exactly what we're going to do in a new segment called Throwback Thursday Clips. In today's segment, we're going to look back at an interview I did with longtime NBA insider for the Knicks, Mark Berman. At the time, he helped break down who the Knicks were looking at in terms of players and free agents. And if we look at that list now today, it definitely is eye-opening and helps us understand potentially who the Knicks could target this year in free agency and this offseason. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Throwback Thursday, Mark Berman reveals that the Knicks checked in on Zion Williamson.
You guys have so many different stars that have been linked to the New York Knicks. But honestly, for me, the most realistic seems to be Donovan Mitchell. Just because I feel like he has a little bit more control over his future. Joel Embiid, even though all the links and connections are there, Daryl Morey dealing with that division rival, I mean, I could go on in terms of why he wouldn't have to be traded here. He'd probably have to specifically say, like Damian Lillard said, I want to go to Miami. I want to go to the Knicks. What do you think with the New York Knicks? Are they going to land the star? And if so, can you tell me when you think they will?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't soon, Leon Rose is out. I mean, he's got to, he talked about when he came in, all his relationships. And, you know, Karl Anthony Towns has been another name. But I'll be honest, I turned off him. When I saw him disappear in that final game of the playoffs, it was concerning. He's still young, though. But the one name you didn't mention is Zion. And,
yeah.
New Orleans is still not sold on Zion Williamson. Obviously, there's a risk there. All eyes on him, on what kind of season. You know, I was told that, you know, the Knicks had checked in over the offseason about Zion. So, I mean, that could be a possibility. Listen, it's a mystery with Zion. It's all about his injury health and his weight, but he's spectacular. And God, putting Zion in New York, Adam Silver would be dancing and doing cartwheels. So, you know, that's a possibility. But again, Donovan was very disappointed to lose to the Knicks the way he lost. His teammates did not step up. Right. Mobley did not step up. If Cleveland has a disappointing season and takes a step back, you never know. I mean, he still loves New York, and he would still love to be a Knick, and was disappointed when that deal fell through. So, yeah, it could happen. Listen, it depends on another player, you know, making a trade demand. Lillard wasn't a fit, not with Jalen, so it didn't make sense. You know, once upon a time, the Knicks were interested, but that was before Jalen.
Right.
But he's got to get a superstar in here. That's why he was hired, because Dolan thought that he has great connections with all the stars in the league. And so far, you know, it really hasn't panned out. And to be honest, I think the coaches are getting a little, they want an upgrade. I mean, they're running it back. I know Tom could talk all he wants. Listen, he was asked today about continuity.
Right.
And I thought his answer was interesting, because, yeah, continuity is good. But getting better and adding a better player is better than that.
But this final one for me is a little bit close to home. We've been speaking about Leon Rose for a while now. I'm a little tired of year after year after year of hearing the same thing. Because I feel like you could have taken what he said and applied it to this offseason, and it still would apply. because it's not really changed. I know the vision is still the same, but I feel like as a president, if you're going to be a president of basketball operations, if the tenure you're leaving behind you is very patient and risk averse, I don't know what type of legacy you want to leave behind.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So in your opinion, just for Leon Rose, what do you think thus far of what he's done for the New York Knicks as a franchise?
Well, believe it or not, considering he had no experience at all, I think he's done not a terrible job. It's just that he hasn't, it's been a few years already. So it's not new. And I think the patience, even at the trade deadline, I think he's very conservative. He tells people, I like the locker room. I don't want to make a move that's going to disrupt the locker room camaraderie. So it feels like the risk-averse nature of Leon leads to a situation where the Knicks may be another first-round knockout, not another, but a first-round knockout this year. And it seems like they could be spinning their wheels. And I think it's time to really take a shot. Donovan Mitchell was a slam dunk. And the fact that he didn't get that job, that deal done, everything was going their way on that situation. Utah finally got tired of the Knicks' indecision with giving up enough draft picks, went to Utah, and Leon couldn't even get back into the game. Utah was like, we're dealing with Cleveland. You had months. Sorry, they didn't even return his calls. So that was a big failure, and that could have been a big difference maker. I know there's some fans who are glad that Donovan's not a Knick. I don't know how, but they could have used him. I think Jalen and Donovan would have been spectacular together. So the overall grade right now is like a C+, if you're asking me the grade of Leon Rose and his tenure. I thought... Wow. Considering he had no experience, it's not a terrible grade. But it could be better.
What star would Thibs have his eye on that could shake loose?
Well, again, I mentioned that Drew was someone that is a Thibs type player, and he thought that the Knicks should have made some kind of offer at the time.
Right.
Embiid is fine. He thinks he's a dominating player up front. Donovan, he really wanted. I've written it. I talked about it on podcasts. You know, he loves Donovan Mitchell. He was kind of crushed that deal fell through. Listen, Jimmy's getting older, but, you know, I was at camp, you know, the last couple of days with the Heat, and, you know, Jimmy hasn't declined yet, but who knows, you know, if the Heat take a dip, and, you know, it was unlikely that they went to the finals. I don't think they're going back, and who knows, maybe they could be in the a play-in team again and, you know, be eliminated early. For Butler and Tibbs to reunite, you know, toward the ends of Jimmy's career, if Miami decides that maybe it's time to rebuild a little bit, you know, that would be fantastic. But, you know, I know Tom wants a big upgrade. And listen, Kevin Durant seems to be solidified with Phoenix, but you never know with him. I don't know about Harden, I'll be honest. I think Harden is one of those players where he's a little bit unpredictable. So I don't know if Tibbs thinks that the Knicks should really go real full bore after James. I don't think they are. I think they realize he's on the downside with some attitude problems, obviously. So, but Karl Anthony Towns, I'm not, also a little, it wasn't the greatest of experiences when they were together. Yeah. I think he would love Zach LaVine, even though he traded him. I think he would love Zach LaVine. Listen, he wants an upgrade, a better players than they have now. He feels they need another superstar or all-star for them to be a real Eastern Conference title contender.
That was our newest segment called Throwback Thursday Clips. If you enjoyed it, please go ahead and leave a comment below and let us know if we should do more segments like this. If so, let us know what other topics you want us to cover, other players you want us to look into, things like that. We'd be happy to cover each and every aspect of it once we can. Make sure you let us know that in the comments as well, too. That's the only way I'm going to be able to see it and make sure I make a change. But until next time, Knicks fans, I hope you enjoyed this new segment. And if you did, please make sure you're subscribing to the channel and absolutely have those notifications turned on. You don't want to miss any new segments when we go live or any of the new videos that we have coming out as well. Until next time, Knicks fans, thanks again for your support. And of course, peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.